SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and a leading opposition figure have announced the creation of a wartime cabinet focused on conducting the fight on Hamas after its stunning attack. The new cabinet will consist of Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, the senior opposition figure and a former defense minister, along with current defense minister Yoav Gallant, and will focus only on the issues of the war. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says all parties should work to contain the conflict.
We must avoid spillover of the conflict. I am concerned about the recent exchange of fire along the Blue Line and recent reported attacks from southern Lebanon. I appeal to all parties and those who have an influence over those parties to avoid any further escalation and spillover.
Meanwhile, speaking to Jewish community leaders at the White House Wednesday, President Biden says the U.S. will not just stand by while Israel grieves a massacre.
Silence is complicity. It really is. And I want you to know, I think you've already figured it out, I refuse to be silent. I know you refuse to be silent as well.
Meanwhile, Egypt's engaged with intensive talks with Israel and the U.S. to try to allow the delivery of aid and fuel through its Rafah crossing point. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Tuberville says he's received a death threat over his hold on military promotions.
Senator Tuberville says he's informed the U.S. Capitol Police about what he says was a death threat from former CIA Director Michael Hayden. It came in Hayden's response to a question on X, formerly known as Twitter, as to whether Tuberville should be removed from the Senate Armed Services Committee. Hayden's response was, quote, "How about the human race?" Tuberville characterized the tweet as promoting a politically motivated assassination. He says Hayden, as a former high-ranking government official, must have known he was committing a serious crime. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency at work in Armenia.
Samaritan's Purse has airlifted 30 tons of food, blankets, and solar lights to assist suffering Christian families fleeing their homes in mostly Muslim Azerbaijan to safety in mostly Christian Armenia. More than 100,000 people have been on the move, and the Armenian government is not able to handle the sudden influx. Samaritan's Purse is urging believers in this country to pray for the refugees and that peace will hold between the two neighboring countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The winner of the Miss Portugal pageant is not a woman, but a man. The 28-year-old male, living as a female, won the title this month and will now move on to compete for the Miss Universe crown. In fact, Miss Portugal is not the only man who's won a woman's beauty pageant this year. Miss Netherlands is also a male, as is Miss Puerto Rico. The Miss Universe contest was purchased in 2022 by a transgender business mogul from Thailand. SRN News. The bird flu has made its first appearance in U.S. commercial poultry flocks this season.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that avian influenza, which is deadly to commercial poultry, was confirmed in a flock of 47,000 turkeys in Girald County of South Dakota on October 4th and at a farm with 141,000 birds in Utah's San Pete County last Friday. The outbreaks are the first reported among U.S. commercial flocks since April. Bird flu last year cost U.S. poultry producers nearly 59 million birds. John Scott reports.
A Texas inmate received a lethal injection Tuesday evening at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. He was condemned for the October 2000 death of a woman during a carjacking at a Dallas suburb. Earlier in the day, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned an order delaying the execution. The inmate was the sixth in Texas and the 20th in the U.S. that was put to death this year. More details at srnnews.com.